believe he's waking up, but he didn't really converse.
But we think that what's happening, we think he's working out in a sort of unconscious way some former feelings of uneasiness, yes, feelings of abandonment a bit, feelings of unworthiness, feelings that he'd picked up along his very early little physical trail. And mm-hmm. because his inner being is really, we're going to say something very bluntly to all of you. Your inner being is not big on helping any of you work through anything. Because as we said earlier, your inner being's not going to go over there with you right. and help you work through it. Your inner being's just going to stay here as the uh-huh. standard of who you strive to be, yeah. and you just sort of have to find some way to come into alignment with it or not, you uh-huh. see. And so what's happening here is that the source within him is feeling this well-being, right. and something within him, in his partially wake, partially sleep state, is not in alignment with that. So he's not in alignment with that enough to get comfort, and he's not awake enough to get comfort from you. He's sort of in that in-between place, right. and that's why we say we would wake him up. If we were standing in your physical shoes, we would wake him up, even if it means an hour or two of being awake. Because uh-huh. then what comes next, as you are reminded, but not doting on him because something's wrong, uh-huh. just waking him up into your environment of well-being. Yes. Waking him up okay. into this world that is his now world, that is a stable, loving, good-feeling world. In other words, wake all of yourselves up into that. In other words, all of you wake up into that, you see. Uh-huh. It doesn't matter if it's the middle of the night or the middle of the day. That's what you're wanting to emphasize. And as you do that, then your inner being joins your party here.
Mm-hmm. I had a sense of that. We're comforting him, but I was wondering if that was part of the experience. It was lining up with feeling comforted, but he's not experiencing it. Please,
but
not awake.
Here's the thing we want to say about comforting. Comforting is what humans do when they see someone out of whack. And your attention to his being out of whack mm-hmm. is the reason that his inner being's not coming to that party. In other words, so don't right. wake him up to comfort him because something's wrong. Wake him up to come to the good-feeling physical environment.
Well, it's almost a sense of him comforting himself, but waking him up to help him feel himself, that he's safe and okay, just that he's how he is fine. Right, right. It's, as you once told me, I can't get in the boat. I'm in the stream, but I can't get in his boat and guide his boat. So I want to pay attention to him feeling, reassuring himself and feeling
and
good himself.
And we think this is something, you're all in this together in uh-huh. the sense that you're creating the environment from which he is having his thoughts and feelings. Mm-hmm. And it is from that environment that there is some contrast between what's going on with who he really is and what's going on with him there. And so right. the reason that we're having the conversation with you in the way that we are is because we want you to have we want your awareness to be that you want a good feeling environment in which he wakes up.
Okay.
A good feeling environment for him to wake up into. And that's really worth thinking about. In other words, if you're the greatest value that you can be for anyone is to be a catalyst for a good feeling environment in which they can wake up. You know, little kids wake up joyful almost
yes.
under all conditions, you see.
Yes, he does.
And so we think it's something about that. We think it's something that you're all working on together. In other words, this is a good feeling environment that we're all wanting to wake up into.
Yeah, and there are lots of times that it is. The mornings are really just darling and beautiful. And, you know, and sometimes there's a hecticness about us, like in the morning getting off to work and school, and sometimes it just flows real easily. I'm trying to focus on, if I focus on his ability to soothe himself and feel good and our environment to get collectively being
well, you
good.
See, what you're helping us to say, and again, we're out here on this leading edge again. Let's talk about this. Let's talk about and feel, if you will, the feeling of waking up all tuned in, tapped in, turned on, the uh-huh. feeling of waking up into a bright, beautiful day, into something that you want to do, and a more ominous feeling of waking up in the middle of the night.
Yes.
And so, mm-hmm. and let's bring this discussion into the arena of the way it feels. The discussion that we want to have is the merging of non-physical and physical. So the merging of non-physical and physical. Okay. We want that to be a more seamless thing. And there's something about the ominous feeling that it feels when you wake up in the middle of the night.